This is Resident 104.4 FM. Flippin' marvellous. Also on bohemianbritain.com around the world. How are you? It's Literary London and I'm Nick Hennigan. Yes, all of me is. Yeah, blame me parents. And I hope you had a good festive period. I'm always a bit loath to date these radio shows in that I know that people are listening years later. You poor fools! No, thank you. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Very much appreciated. But I can tell you it is now January 2024. We had our regular break on Resonance FM over the Christmas, the festive period. And I hope you had a good one. Happy holidays, as they say in the US of A. Oh, and I must also a quick mention to Kath in California, who's been in touch. Hi, Kath. She said I wasn't actually on the beach. The thing with Kath in California, she said she's always on the beach. It's always sunny in California. Mind you, I'm in London, you know what I mean? I'm from Birmingham originally, so. Anyway, yeah, so hello, Kath in California. She said I had a great time. And also I'd like to say hello to a new friend, a new pal, who's written quite a long email. His name's Jack. He's in, would you believe, Edinburgh. But when I say Edinburgh, I mean Edinburgh, not Edinburgh, but Edinburgh, Pennsylvania. So, and Jack sent a fascinating email. Thanks very much for getting in touch, mate. There's one or two things that we shall deal with next time. So make sure you stick around if you can. Yes, it's very nice. Thank you. You said some very nice things. Thanks, Jack. It's nice to hear from you. And we're going to be kind of kicking off the new year because, well, it's the new year and everyone does, with a few festive anniversaries. Ah, yes, it's Literary London. We talk about stuff to do with, well, mainly London and certainly literature. And I thought I'd have a look at one or two writerly birthdays that we're celebrating in the month of January. On the 1st of January, 1879, was born a child. Oh, yes, the child was known to you and I as E.M. Forster. Oh, yes. Of course, E.M. Forster, sort of, English novelist, short story writer, essayist and librettist as well, of course. Known both for his iconic and well-plotted novels, which looked at class difference and sort of hypocrisy as well in early 20th century British society. His works include A Passage to India, quite famously, A Room with a View, and Howard's End. Course, all made into fantastic films. And I love there's a website called Writers Write, and thank you for your input. I love some of the quotes they've collected. E.M. Forster says, "It isn't possible to love and part. You will wish that it was. You can transmute love, ignore it, muddle it, but you can never pull it out of you. I know by experience that the poets are right. Love is eternal." It's a great quote, isn't it? I like this quote as well from E.M. Forster. "You confuse what's important with what's impressive." Isn't that prophetic? That really is. And this is another one, just plucking it out of thin air. "When I think of what life is and how seldom love is answered by love, it is one of the moments for which the world was made." And this one, "Works of art, in my opinion, are the only objects in the material universe to possess internal order. And that is why, though I don't believe that only art matters, I do believe in art for art's sake." And that's a great quote. And I'll leave you with this one from E.M. Forster. "One always tends to overpraise a long book because one has got through it." Yeah, and that's very true. Hands up now, and I'm in stereo on 104.4 FM, so I can see what you're doing. Hands up, who's read Ulysses, James Joyce? Yeah, I thought so. Everyone says they have. Of course I have, 3-4 times, just last week. It's a great book, isn't it? It's a great book. Dubliners go for Dubliners. I think that's a little bit easier. Who else could I tell you about? Born in January. Well, quite an interesting young lad was born on the 2nd of January. It was indeed upon the year 1920. And he was around until 1992. And he had quite a big influence on me, mainly because a mate of mine on the Billsley Estate in Birmingham, Pete Sword. Pete, if you know Pete Sword, you know what I mean. He actually used to give me all his sci-fi. He was an adult. He used to talk to us as kids. It was brilliant. He used to give me all his sci-fi books. And Isaac Asimov, of course. Well, blimey, what can you say about Isaac Asimov? He was sort of American, obviously, but an author, also a professor of biochemistry. And, of course, as I've mentioned, famous for his works of science fiction and his books. He was a prolific writer, having written or edited more than 500 books. This, by the way, is something to do with my New Year's resolution, because I'm getting old. I had a significant birthday. Can't tell you, I'm not allowed to. But it was a significant birthday, and I suddenly thought, you know, I've got less time left than I've had so far. What have I done with it? Well, apart from join you every week, and that's a pleasure, even though I can't really see you, even though we are on FM. So, wow, Asimov. So that's what I've done. In a month, I've finished. Well, actually, it sounds very impressive. I've actually written two pilot shows for television. And when I say written two, I've only really written one, and that was an adaptation of a screenplay that I got. And then I wrote a teaser for another one. So it's not quite as impressive, but that's what I'm going to do this year. I haven't quite quantified it, but I've got two ideas for theatre shows, one for the Edinburgh Fringe and one for National Touring. And my Hamlet Horatio's Tale, which is my version of Hamlet, featuring the voice of none other than Sir Derek Jacobi. He's going to be touring certainly the UK. You may or may not know, I've probably banged on enough about it, my version of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol that I wrote and directed was performed by the marvellous Guy Masterson, and that opened off-Broadway, baby! Yeah, we were off-Broadway in the Soho Theatre, which is the Soho Playhouse, which is quite ironic because, of course, the Soho Theatre in London is a place I know very well. The Soho Playhouse, spelled S-O with a capital H, south of Houston? I've never been there, and I was kind of trying to work out how I could afford to go over for the opening, and I couldn't. I haven't been to New York for a long time, so I hope to put that right this year, inshallah, and you know, everything else sort of falling into place. So that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm going to be right. You can hold me to account for it. You can email, by the way, which is what my new mate did in the States. If you want to get in touch about anything to do with writing or writers, I've got my own dedicated email now. It's nick@bohemianbritain.com. Ooh, get me! Yeah, I think radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk still works, but nick@bohemianbritain.com is now my exclusive email. And if you've got anything happening, then do please let me know. But we're celebrating, excuse me, it's the emotion now, we're celebrating the birthday, of course, of Isaac Asimov, who was a favourite of mine, along with Robert Heinlein and Arthur C. Clarke, of course. He was considered one of the big three, was Asimov, Heinlein and Clarke. I think I read, most of their books. Certainly the Foundation series I read as a boy. Was it Foundation, Second Foundation and Foundation and Empire? I'm not quite sure of the order. And I've got to play you this because he's also very famous, is Asimov, for writing I, Robot. That's the Alan Parsons Project and iRobot, as we're celebrating the birthday of the science fiction writer Isaac Asimov. And of course, he wrote the book iRobot and the subsequent film. Yeah, Alan Parsons Project, that was called. That was by iRobot. Good stuff. He's passed away 6th of April 1992, and I love some of his quotes. This is one from "If my doctor told me I had only 6 minutes to live, I wouldn't brood. I'd just type a little faster." This is another one of his. "Violence is the last refuge of the incompetent." Yeah. You can't really sort of knock that, really. There was a brilliant thing. Oh, yes, writing to me, he wrote, is simply thinking through my fingers. I write for the same reason I breathe, because if I didn't, I'd die. And there was a lovely one here, if I can come across it. What was it he said? That Isaac Asimov, he talks about Martians. And it's there are no happy endings in history, only crisis points that pass. And when finally asked, he's right, when finally asked for advice by beginners, know your ending, I say, or the river of your story may finally sink into the desert sands and never reach the sea. Oh, isn't that true? The glorious, fantastic Isaac Asimov. And we are celebrating his birthday. And another birthday in January, it was the 3rd of January, was none other than J.R.R. Tolkien. J.R.R. Tolkien, born on the 3rd of January, 1892. He passed away on the 2nd of September, 1973. Well, of course, Tolkien is obviously, you know, he was born in South Africa, actually, originally. He moved to England as a child, a writer, poet, philologist, university professor. I love the fact he used to have a writing club in Oxford. They used to have a writer called the Inklings. It's ink, as in I-N-K, the Inklings. And I think the pub is still there. I've never been. I intend to try and put that right this year. It's another New Year's resolution. Oh, you may notice the acoustics. I'm back in the pub, by the way, recording this in the back room of the pub. Yeah, the Cross Keys in Hammersmith. Oh, it's a great pub. So the other resolution I've not bothered with is the giving up drinking thing. Just a bit of refreshment. Just a bit of refreshment. excuse me, that's better. I'm Nick Hennigan. This is Literary London on Resonance 104.4 FM. We are also on bohemianbritain.com. And if you'd like to get in touch directly with me, then please do drop me an email, nick@bohemianbritain.com. N-I-C-K, nick@bohemianbritain.com. And we're looking at famous birthdays and famous words of wisdom from famous writers. So Ronald Reuel Tolkien, J.R.R. Tolkien, as I say, born in South Africa, moved to England. And of course, he's probably best known for the classic high fantasy works. I've got to mention it. I was saving it to the end. The Hobbit. The Silmarillion. I've always had trouble with that one. And of course, he's got some great quotes. But most famously, of course, J.R.R. Tolkien wrote The Lord of the Rings. That is fantastic, isn't it? The Fellowship of the Rings from Lord of the Rings by John Ronald Roald Tolkien. Born in South Africa, moved to England. And I'm from Birmingham. There's a place in Birmingham called Sarehole Mill, which they always reckon was part of the influence for Lord of the Rings. It's interesting, isn't it? Because there are so many places, certainly in the Midlands. I think he lived in my house, J.R.R. Tolkien did, for a while. Yeah, I'm sure he did. Yeah, my house in Birmingham. I think he did. So he passed away 2nd of September 1973. But there's some brilliant quotes that I shall share with you now from the Writers' Right website. He writes, one of his quotes is, "I desired dragons with a profound desire. Of course, I, in my timid body, did not wish to have them in the neighbourhood, but the world that contained even the imagination of Fafnir was richer and beautiful at whatever cost of peril." He also is quoted as saying, "It's the job that's never started that takes the longest to finish." And with my new resolution of trying to write more this year, I can't remember where I heard it. Some famous writer you may well know is quoted as saying that don't forget that the worst work you've ever written, is far, far better than the best work you've never written. Which is a fairly cool quote, I think. Actually, I'm not sure who did it. It wasn't Tolkien, but he did. He was a good old boy. Another quote from J.R.R. Tolkien, where he worked on the New English Dictionary, which is kind of a bit of a, you know, slog, wasn't it? But he said, "I learned more in those 2 years than in any other equal period of my life." I also quite like this quote as well. "Fantasy remains a human right we make in our measure and in our derivative mood, because we are made, and not only made, but made in the image and likeness of a maker." You might need to replay that one. Yeah, that's quite a long one. He also said, "I'm told that I talk in shorthand, and then I smudge it." And this is quite a nice quote. As I was mentioning earlier, in Oxford there was a pub. They used to, the kind of local writers from Oxford, from university, of course, of which Tolkien was one, they used to get together once a week and have a little club called the Inklings, as in ink, I-N-K, Inklings. And this is a lovely quote. He said, "The unpayable debt that I owe to C.S. Lewis was not influence, as it is ordinarily understood, but sheer encouragement. He was, for very a long time, my only audience." That's great, isn't it? "Only from him did I ever get the idea that my stuff could be more than a private hobby." And that, if you're a writer, is an incredible quote. In fact, I'll read it again for you, if you're a writer. "The unpayable debt Rowling owed to C.S. Lewis was not influence, as it's ordinarily understood, but sheer encouragement. He was, for a long time, my only audience. Only from him did I ever get the idea that my stuff could be more than a private hobby." Fantastic, isn't it? And then, you think what happened as a result of that encouragement from C.S. Lewis, who was no slouch himself with The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe and others. And of course, the Lord of the Rings is kind of known for maps and stuff like that. And one of the quotes from Tolkien is, he said, "If you're going to have a complicated story, you must work to a map. Otherwise, you'll never make a map of it afterwards." And then I think I'll probably finish with this, because we're coming near to a close and I can't play too much more music from Lord of the Rings because I'll get emotional. Well, because it was made. Tolkien lived in my house in Birmingham. Didn't you know that? Oh, yeah, he did, yeah. But this is a fantastic quote. "A single dream," said Tolkien, "is more powerful than 1,000 realities." Ain't that nice? Oh, yes, that's a positive start, I think, to the new year. So a few writers' birthdays that we're celebrating in January, a little series, a little bit of music from some of them, and mainly, of course, some inspired quotes from some brilliant minds. And I also kind of like the fact that they're all smart people that we've looked at. You know, they're all kind of university professors, but you don't need to be, do you? You absolutely don't need to be. And they all suffered that kind of same imposter syndrome, perhaps. You can see I'm going to write more this year. I'm trying to G myself up. Yeah, working class kid, man, you know, left school at 15 without qualifications, but I won't go on about it now. Yeah, there's some fantastic quotes there. And if there's anything you'd like me to look at, or if there's a writer you'd like me to look at, you might like to share. As again, thanks again, thanks for the email from Edinburgh. No Jersey, I shall get onto that because he came up with some great suggestions. We're going to do requests as well, so if there's anything you'd like to hear, then do get in touch as well. Then you can write to me. The studio's kind of half closed at the moment. I should give them an address of this pub because they take parcels and things. Maybe I won't just now. Although, I used to get quite a lot of review copies, which was always very useful because then we could do interviews with the authors. Anyway, if you have done anything, then please do get in touch. The email is Nick, N-I-C-K, at bohemianbritain.com. Nick at bohemianbritain.com. And if you miss us on Resonance FM, then these programs all go back up on bohemianbritain.com. And they're there for a while. And they're also there on all the usual podcast sites, which I never normally mention. Someone said I should have done, but I haven't. But it's great. It's lovely being back. I hope you had a fantastic time. Holiday period. I don't want to date this again. But I shall see you next time. Thanks very much for your company. I say we're on bohemianbritain.com. But chiefly, I'm Nick Hennigan. This is Literary London on Resonance 104.4 FM.